Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. 990 Wilson Way. I'm going to try to do a quick Coles notes on this one. It's a little piece of land that's part of a series of lots on Wilson Way up in the Peaks of Grassy that were supposed to be undeveloped, just sort of stay little buffer zones. The town thought it was municipal reserve, and in fact, all the other lots in that area are. But this one lot, for whatever reason, there was a mistake. There were a number of opportunities to fix the problem, and for various reasons, the ball was dropped on at least two, if not three occasions. And someone picked up this land on the cheap, wants to build a house there, and is saying to the town that if you don't want a house built there, you're going to have to buy it back from me at, $300,000-ish taxpayer money.
They're kind of basically screwed no matter what they do. This is town council, because obviously this is their decision. From the first mistake of the land titles office where it wasn't registered properly, then the mistake was noticed, and there was a direction by motion of council to fix it in 2007. Before that could occur, Three Sisters as a development company went into receivership. In receivership, nothing could happen.
Right.
When it came out of receivership, the new owners by the courts were granted ownership free and clear of all prior obligations, including the obligation that this land should be municipal reserve and handed over to the town in Canmore. That was June 2013. Now let's see what was happening here in June.
A lot of water.
2013.
A lot of water.
Yeah, and this is where it gets murky. There's some indication that Three Sisters, through Quantum Place, approached the town of Canmore and indicated this lot and various other lots they were looking to sell. There were some indications that there was informal discussion between Three Sisters, the town of Canmore, that didn't go anywhere. And the town has said to me that no formal offer to purchase the land was received. What I'm picturing is post-flood, a complete failure of communication between these two parties.
Right, because there was other priorities, obviously. Let's say the town decides we're not going to spend the taxpayers' money. We're just going to let somebody build a house on this piece of land where there wasn't supposed to be a house. I mean, is that really a big deal? It's already part of an existing neighborhood. It's just one more house.
Either way, the situation is ugly. There's been errors, and council can correct the errors. However, by correcting the error and purchasing the lot, they could be making another error, which is spending $300,000 public dollars to purchase a lot from a private individual who would profit off of all of these mistakes just to secure one little piece of MR on that street, which fits in with all the other development.
Now, I've got to ask a question, too. I mean, the town of Canmore and Three Sisters are working together on a lot of stuff. I mean, Peaks Landing is still ongoing. Smith Creek is a little farther off in the distance, but they've got that process underway as well. Those last three sites of developable land up in Three Sisters. How is this whole thing going to affect the relationship between the town of Canmore and Three Sisters Mountain Village?
What it should show us is that better communication is a positive thing to have.
Yeah.
I think that since 2013, we've seen the relationship and the communication lines between both parties get stronger through the Smith Creek process. What we have is a couple of people in one particular neighborhood who are really upset. Rightfully so.
Yeah, totally.
However, is that worth a 3% tax increase?
Really?
That's how much $300,000 is a 3% tax increase.
Just for one little lot and one little house, eh?
It's all perspective. They're damned if they do, and they're damned if they don't.